Focus. Pocus. Melissa James as your hostess. Focus. Pocus. CCE produced this. Focus. Pocus. And we doing the mostest. Focus. Pocus. And we got special guests in the lab. And we might do a collab. And I think this is off the top. Cause it sounds like it's a bop. Ayy. Oh. I rate it cause it's me. I rate it cause it's me. Okay. Okay. Alright. Alright. That's it. Let's get started with this podcast that we're gonna do pretty often. Alright. You can cut the music now. So it is me, Melissa James, back on Connect Create Explore's podcast, Focus Pocus, and we, as usual, have a special guest in the building, in the house, because it's not a building. So we have here, and actually, let me introduce you to this topic first, before I even mention who we got in the house. We have a great topic today, a great topic every day, truthfully. But we're really going to talk about something people don't want to talk about and get a little deeper into it. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to sound super sexual because the topic is the future of sex. And that can be thought about in so many different ways. But the ways we'll talk about it, it might be a bit different too. But guess who I have to talk about this beautiful thing? We have none other than Alicia, Ooh. A.K.A. the shy black girl. Yeah, she's not shy at all. Just kidding. Kinda, if you met her, you'd be like, yeah, yeah, she's shy. But it's not shy. It's like
half shy.
Half shy. Half shy.
Yeah, half shy.
And awkward black girl's taken, so I know. You can't even do that one anymore.
I wish I did, though.
I know. But hey. Anyways, Alicia, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Welcome. Thank you. Oh my gosh. I'm very happy to talk about
this
with you.
I'm excited and nervous at the same time.
Don't be nervous. Okay. But I get it. People will hear this people all over the world.
People will really
Everything
hear this.
Everything you say will turn into a soundbite.
Hey, mom, no, listen to me talk about sex on Muscle Spark.
Yeah, right? And my parents are probably like, Mel, what?
Why'd you bring her here?
Because we gotta talk about some things. The future of sex. What do you think we're gonna talk about?
I don't know. That's a broad subject. I was trying to put things together in my head, and it's like, I don't know. Knowing you, I'm not really sure where it's gonna go.
Right?
So I was like, you know what? Just show up. And, yeah. You know, hope for the best.
Yeah. We actually have been talking for the last 2 hours.
I know.
And prior to this.
Hey, did you guys know it's 5 o'clock? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Sheldon, yeah. What are you doing here?
Welcome home.
Yeah. Like, yeah, okay. But we're going to move right on. Future of sex.
Ready.
Because, I mean, we know what the past is of sex.
Yeah, not so fun.
Yeah, at all.
Not much
at
fun
at all. And you know what? I think a great way to begin this discussion is to find out if there's a sexual revolution taking place.
Oh,
what
man.
Do you think? I know it's not just like a yes or no, but
I want to say yes. Mm-hmm. I want to say yes, but I also want to say no.
Mm.
You know what? I'm going to stick with yes. And I'm going to stick with yes because I think people are willing to try, willing to do, willing to experience, kind of breaking free of some of the old ways people yep. think about sex. I think technology is going to take us in a whole new level.
Trust.
In a whole new direction.
Trust.
And I think that's going to really open up the doors to that revolution. So, yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, I've been thinking about it because I'm like, am I more sexually free now than I was before? And, like, if I think about it, technically, yes, because I'm not as afraid to talk about it with people.
That's true, too.
But yeah. At the same time, what's a sexual revolution? What does that even mean? Like, how far does that go?
I mean, it goes as far as we take it. And when we look at the last sexual revolution, it was more like...
What was that?
I don't want to say, like, in the 70s where everyone was just...
Fucking,
all over the place.
Yeah,
like,
okay. No, that's fair.
I think we're pretty much there.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are having a lot more sex.
True.
Different kinds of sex.
True.
Yeah. Like, I mean, technology is going to bring us to robot sex at some point, so it's
it has to. It's the inevitable. And I think that's, you know, I'm not going to lie, that was one of the reasons when, okay, so Sheldon came up with this topic, like, came up with this subject, because I'm like, what am I going to talk about? I don't want it to be, like, sex, just sex. But the future of sex brings us to, like, this place where it could be so much and so little at the same time, depending on how we look at it. But there's so much happening in sex and how we approach sexuality on a whole.
Yeah.
That, like, the future of sex is actually a very important topic. And, like, when you think of robots and how technology has changed the entire game, because we literally went from MS-DOS to having a massive computer in a cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Where I watch porn. I watch most of my porn on my phone.
On your phone.
Really uncomfortable.
No, seriously.
Bed, but
you know what? Especially if you don't have... No, trust me. This is a real struggle. No, it's true. When you're trying to stand it up,
it's hard.
And you're like, okay, so I gotta put pillows together, and I gotta, because, like, I need my hands.
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to say. It's in your hand, right? So, right, we're at a time where people were, like, talking about sex, smoking weed, doing drugs, wanting to have sex. But now it's, like, I think people are doing a lot more shit sober.
Yeah. You think so?
I think so.
How the... Am I?
Well, I mean, okay, I don't really count weed all the time, but what I'm saying is, like, back in the days, they were doing, like, drugs, like...
That's... Okay, yes.
Like, I've never cocaine had sex on LSD in my life.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what they were doing, right? Yeah. So now we're at a point in time where people are... Okay, weed, makes it a lot more fun, but it's not a huge deal. Like, you kind of have to face yourself at some point, right?
That's
and
true.
And that's what was happening. People are facing themselves. People are embracing their kinks. Mm-hmm. Embracing... all of the little
embrace your kinks
and that's what's happening.
That's a good line, you know,
and I think it will continue in that fashion.
That's true.
And then you get the toys and the dolls and the
but
life size.
Is a doll or a tool or a toy, is that really making it kinky, or is that just making sex good?
Well, it depends on the toy.
Okay, that
it depends
that's
on the toy. And it depends on the person,
So then what's... Go ahead.
I find that when I talk to women about dildos, and they're always like, oh, I don't know if I would use it. And it's just, it was just maybe me by myself in this plastic. But it's until you find someone that's willing to try it with you. Like, the other day I had sex for the first time with...
A partner
and a toy. And blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like... Because you're used to doing it by yourself. You're like, you get the job done and you fall asleep and it's like...
It's
but, like, it's a whole new experience, right? So once you add toys, different experiences, different partners, it kind of spices things up in a way that you don't really expect and that no one talks about, so you don't know.
That's true. And what you think was supposed to be sex wasn't actually sex. Like, as we were talking earlier, I was thinking about, I'm like, did I even have sex before?
Not real sex.
I technically had the act of sex, but I... didn't really have sex in a way that was liberating or supportive of me or even empowering. And I feel like real sex actually empowers you.
Yeah.
So, like, what were we having?
We were just going through the motions. Mm-hmm. We're going through the motions. Because at the end of the day, we don't have these conversations where it's like, oh, this is what to expect. This is how to have sex as a woman and feel liberated. This is how to have sex as a woman and enjoy it.
Yeah.
You're socialized that sex is for the man. You lay there, you take it, and then, you go about your business, and you're not really taught the nuances of doing it for yourself and having that enjoyment for yourself and that growth and that, so, no, we were just going through the motions. It's like, sex sounds good, okay, we're gonna do it.
Yeah.
And it felt good, but when it starts to feel good is when things are like, wow. Wait. And you're looking back like, what was I doing before?
You'll see on, like, Instagram the whole phase or, like, talks about the whole phase. And, like, I know. We'll get to the word whole later.
Yeah.
But the idea of the whole phase. And, like, I used to think for myself, like, yeah, that was an important time in my life because I needed to know. I was empowering myself. But then now this conversation has really lit up the fact that I was empowering myself differently to be in power after sex, but I wasn't really empowered by the sex itself.
The point. After sex.
Yeah. And so, like,
after.
I felt like I had control, but I also didn't feel like the sex was even good. Now that I know what real good sex actually is supposed to be.
Yeah.
So then what was this whole phase?
it was a phase that society gave us, right? Well, if men can do it, we can do it too. Mm-hmm. But men's whole phase starts a long time and it continues on until, you know, they maybe decide to settle down,
yeah,
whatever it is. But women are found as the takers, the receivers, mm-hmm, most of the time. And when you have a whole phase, you get the power after, when it's like, I'm not going to call him, or I'm not going to answer.
Yeah.
But then the real part of the whole phase that people forget is like, did you orgasm? Did you have a good time? Like, was it satisfying at all?
Yeah. Okay, so I want to get to that. There's so much we can talk about. Oh my gosh, we're going to do five parts. But
part one.
Actually, no. The second part, third part, fourth part, to infinity, will be on Alicia's podcast.
Hey.
The Shy Black Girl. Okay, okay. Right?
That's the intro. That's going to be my theme music.
That's the intro. Just so you know. I'll rap in the background.
I'm down. I love that.
So, yeah, this real sex thing. I mean, we're not so much empowered in the act of sex. And then let's go to another side of things. People are not empowered to even be sexual beings. Not focused on sex itself, but to actually appreciate themselves as a woman or a man or to whatever. And, like, how is the sexual revolution impacting that?
Oh, that's a tough one. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I start thinking, like, when's the first time I felt sexy? When's mm-hmm. the first time I felt, like, sexy for me?
Yeah.
And not for anybody else.
And
you know?
that would be, to me, where the revolution happens. Yeah. Feeling it for yourself versus feeling it for somebody else.
But no one's feeling it for themselves. We're trying mm-hmm. to. A lot of people are trying to. I'll give it that much. But I don't think a lot of it's real. Like, so for me.
True.
The first time I felt sexy, like, for myself, was pretty recently.
Yo, same.
Yeah. But then I think women need to understand, too, that that comes with a level of comfort. Like, that's why the whole phase is sort of backwards.
Yeah.
Because you take so much time just sleeping with people to sleep with them and be like, well, you know, I've done this and I'm not going to call him, or, you know, I don't care if he calls me and I'm just doing this to kind of get my rocks off.
And chances be like a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the sexual revolution for a woman is to be like a woman.
Yeah.
However you internalize that, however you develop
big facts,
it,
yo.
It's
big
to
facts.
Be like a woman, right?
Yeah.
So we can't find our, I don't want to say happily ever after, but we can't find our va-va-voom trying to be like a man. It's.
Because then we'll never get there.
It doesn't work.
Sheldon has left the building.
Got real dark in there.
Yeah, okay. This has happened at the last episode, too. Where Sheldon left the house. The lights went out. Sean's like, oh, okay.
So why are
so
the
he's
lights?
Back in
okay.
It. Yeah. Hello. As soon as he set it to his phone. So Google Home is like, I'm listening to Sheldon.
That is kind of dope, though.
Right? It is in theory, but when you're sitting here and like,
it just goes dark.
But anyways, okay, so sidetracked. But yeah, it's true.
It's to be like a woman.
Yeah.
And I think for women, we need to realize that a lot of it is finding the right partner. A lot of it's being comfortable with yourself first.
Yeah.
But also being able to find that partner that brings that out in you.
Yeah.
Every sexual experience brings something. Every sexual partner brings something new out of you.
Absolutely.
Right? So you move on to the next partner with maybe a new kink, maybe with a new zone that you like touched, maybe with a new something. But it's almost like to be able to find that and develop that with one person.
Yeah, and
develop
to grow
with yourself.
With it. Yeah, that's true.
I was single for a long time, slept with no one for a long time, and probably why I sell sex toys because I was able. No, for real. My first sex toy I ever bought was at Shauna's.
Oh, the party.
Yeah.
Same here.
First sex toy
Same
I
here.
Ever bought in my life. It died the other day and I was very sad. I wanted to have a funeral and the whole night. But no, because it was something that I was, even living at home, a little rough to do, but it was something that I was like, I was able to experience myself and figure out where I like to be touched, where I need the pressure, where I need the. So then once you have those skills, you can look at a man and be like, this is what I need. And this is how I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
You're going to get there regardless.
Yeah.
But this is how I'm going to get there.
Absolutely. And yo, that's real facts.
Yeah.
Because that party introduced me to sex toys in a different way. Like, this is really for me.
Yeah,
it's not just this taboo thing. And, like, it's true. She was showing us how to use these things so that we would feel empowered pleasing ourselves.
Yes.
And that was, I think, the first time it took a white woman. It was a white woman, right? It took a white woman to teach me
how to pleasure. A room full of black girls.
A room full of, from Scarborough, okay?
how to find our own pleasure.
Pleasure. So that's a problem because it is, in our community, we're both, I'm Trini, Alicia's Jamaican, but the West Indian community doesn't talk about this.
Oh, no.
And they're not interested in actually seeing people feel liberated sexually.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I know a lot of women, like, through my business, I found a lot of women who've never had a real orgasm.
My first time was with Sheldon.
Yeah. Never
That's
had an
crazy.
Orgasm with a partner.
Yeah.
And you're young. I'm talking about women in their 40s and 50s saying wow. they've never had an orgasm with their partner. They've been with their partner for 17 years. And
yeah.
I'm like, so what have you guys been doing?
But
like,
that's it. And the guy is like, yeah, I'm the big
every
man.
Every time.
Hey, look at me. Yeah, and throw it down. No, you don't.
No, you don't. You suck.
Yeah. And like, okay, so the reality is, and we're not bashing men, but the reality is men need to do some work.
They
they got to do some work.
I'm at the point where I'm not even doing no work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. And I feel bad some days because I'm like,
but you have this partnership
yeah.
where, wait a minute, this is what it should have been.
Yeah. But me not doing any work makes me want to do the work. And I'm kind of like, yo,
yeah.
like,
let me do
good.
Some stuff.
I
yeah.
want you to feel good too.
Yeah.
Like, we could make this happen together.
You're speaking about partnership and people think they're having sex with a partner, but they're actually just having
mutual
An
masturbation.
Interaction.
It's
yeah.
mutual masturbation.
And
all this happening.
But not really, because then a lot of the times women aren't being pleasured.
Yeah.
Or they think they're being pleasured. Or are they really even being pleasured?
Well, they're not. A lot of times they're not.
Yeah.
But then that's where we look back at the women. I don't even want to say it's experience, because when you look back on the girls we call hoes, quote unquote.
Yeah. They're still not being pleasured. Yo,
so
that's
you were just doing that for no reason.
Fam.
You're just out there like, yeah. But you are never, you're not being pleasured.
No.
So you end up wasting a lot of time.
Yeah.
When you could might as well sit with yourself and a toy and figure it out.
Because you would have had way more pleasure. You know what?
Would've.
Can I just put this? I just want to share this with the world. The next woman who guys want to call a hoe or a thought and run a train on them, after they're done, pull out a vibrator.
Yeah.
And please yourself.
And put them all to shame.
And let them see that. So you could be like, yeah, guys, you weren't doing it.
Anything.
That moment, though, if you can videotape that, please.
Send it in.
And I don't encourage it, but if that's the lifestyle you choose, but trust me, it is. Like, guys don't realize they're not doing
yeah.
a thing.
I've had partners where I'd be like, you're sleeping together. And I'm telling you, it wasn't until after that party and after that tour, you'd sleep with someone and then
yeah.
they're done and they're like,
man, oh gosh.
Good job. And you're looking, and I started to masturbate after. Like,
oh,
I started
wow.
to do
that's,
it.
So that's for real.
Yeah. And
I,
then people, they used to get
I
uncomfortable.
I really appreciate that.
And then they'd try to come back and be like, we're going to, no, I'm good now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
now
good
we're
now.
Both good.
Well,
see how that
can,
works?
Now we can sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now like, we can high five and say good job. But
yeah.
like, that stuff hurt a lot of people's feelings. But it was one of those things where like, I'm here. Like,
yeah.
You're breathing hard and you're like, yes, good job, me. And then you're like, okay, well, this is nice.
Yeah. And I've been there where you're laying beside the person and you're like, okay, I should put on my clothes now.
Have those conversations.
Like, you're now thinking about the most random
exit
stuff.
Strategy. You're like, oh God, I gotta get the hell out of here. Like,
yeah, because you're like, this isn't what I wanted.
And it's not what you wanted. It wasn't, it was barely any good.
No.
But until you learn what is good, that you can actually look back in hindsight and be like, yeah, that was, this person
yeah.
was a waste of time, or that sex was a waste of time. But it sucks, because you have to kind of get past it to be able to look back at it.
Absolutely.
So at this point, I'd like people to not have to look back.
I think that's what we need to see more of.
And yeah, I want them to be like, listen, this is what I like and this is how I need
yeah.
it to be done.
Every partner you should have some sort of growth from. Not just in the sense of like knowing what kind of man you like or what kind of qualities you're looking
yeah.
for. No, but actually having sex, these are the things I like. So you grow in sex too. And I think some people don't look at sex as a part of us anymore. They've never really put it in the category of physical mental health
no.
or physical health, mental health. There's sexual health, and that's not just about not having an STI. That's about feeling liberated, feeling empowered through
feeling
your
good.
Sexual organs and through your sacral chakra. Like, it's connected to so much more.
But we don't learn it like that.
Yeah. because we've learned the biblical way. Yeah. Sex, you gotta wait till marriage.
Oh gosh, imagine.
Yeah. When we get to the Instagram side of this, when we get to the social media phase of this, I'll show you a page, okay?
I just wait till marriage. And that's all you're taught. Wait, and I went to marriage. Catholic school, right? So it's like, oh, abstinence.
You're for real taught yeah. that. But yet there was beer pregnant girls in high school. Yeah. So
yeah.
We're in Catholic school. So,
but like, that's what they teach you. Abstinence. Condoms, maybe.
But later and on they in life. Teach you in a way where you're not supposed to engage with sexuality at all. As if you never had sexuality at birth. And then it shows up when you're married.
Yeah. You're supposed to just be
a non-sexual being.
Yeah.
Though,
until you're married.
The only way we create life is through sexuality, like through a sexual intimate encounter.
Yeah.
But yeah,
you're not supposed to think about babies either until you're married. So like, there is your life literally begins how they socialize you is your life begins at marriage. Your sex begins at marriage. Your happiness begins at marriage. Your identity
Yo, what are they doing?
Marriage. That's how they fuck us all up, right? Then you have these certain rebels that are like, I'm gonna be 15 and fuck who I want, when I want, how I want. But then because we've been socialized that way, now they're hoes and thoughts and. But sometimes people are just a little bit ahead. Like, I'm just a little bit ahead.
And that's it. Their way of growing is through sexuality. And not everyone's gonna grow through a physical way first. Everyone's not going to grow mentally first. No, everyone has different ways of growing.
And that's what it is. That's why I don't use the word hoe anymore.
Mm-hmm.
To describe some
the
men.
The odd time. Yeah.
But I don't use it to describe women, especially women. Oh my God. Yeah. I don't want to call it. It's not a thing. Yeah. It shouldn't be a thing.
So what made you stop that?
Well.
Tell us about your journey.
You know what it is? I was calling women hoes for the wrong reasons. Mm. Right? And I learned a while back, like, I don't know their story. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they choose to express themselves through sex. I don't know why they're sleeping with A, B, C, and D. I don't know why they're sleeping with A. True. And it could have been literally that they just slept with one man and the man said this about her and now she's a hoe. And now I'm calling her this. When it could have been she was giving herself to this person in a very intimate moment.
That's so true.
Right?
That's very true.
So it's one of those things where I looked at it and I said, you know what? I'm not going to call anyone that I don't know their story.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't know your story, I can't really judge you on it, right?
It's true. It's
and I mean,
true.
I enjoy sex too. And people might want to call me a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
I never forget. I was in high school. Random story. I was in high school. Went to summer school, Pope John Paul. And this
big up Pope John Paul in Scarborough. I don't know. I love Pope John Paul. And summer school
and
was lit.
Popping.
Yo, okay. Okay.
This little man, and I say little because he was short. And I'm a giant. I'm 5'10". Okay? The man told, we've never been introduced. We never had a conversation, but he told people that he slept with me. And the school believed it.
But he.
I've never met him. To show you, when they pointed him out, they're like, he's the guy. And I was like, I don't even know him.
What?
And that fucked with me. For the rest of the time, people were looking at me like, oh, well, you know, she slept with someone. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't even know this guy. You know what I mean?
And I'm looking back like, but what if I did?
Yeah.
Like, whose business is it?
True. True.
But also, don't lie on your dick. But, like, also, like.
No, but there's so many sides to this. The fact that, number one, you're a liar. Number two, I don't know you. And three, it doesn't actually matter if you did.
It doesn't matter, right?
And if we did make this connection, why do you need to share that information?
Because it's easy. You get stripes off of it.
Like, how dare you? But so this is wild because how are you, and I know women always think about this, how is it that we can call a girl a hoe, but we don't call guys hoes, but these are the guys that da-da-da-da.
Doing the most.
And it's like, yeah, we really do need to stop using this if it means, like, if it means just someone who sleeps around with a lot of people, cool. Call whoever you want a hoe. But if you don't even really know that, then you can't call that person a hoe. But when we know these men are sleeping around with all these women, then that really is the hoe.
Yeah.
And no, it's not an association with stripes. We need to associate that with, like.
But you know what? It shouldn't even be stripes.
It should never be stripes because sex isn't about gaining more attention to the ego. Like, we can't make this about your ego.
But it's always
and
about
it is.
Ego.
Yeah.
Have you ever had quiet sex? Like, dead silent. Like, it may feel good and you're just like, Like, you know, you have no...
Yeah,
We are socialized to be like, oh, yeah. Oh.
Yo, okay, real talk. So, yes, with Sheldon, and that's because a friend was sleeping in the living room. So, so we're like, okay, let's go on the floor.
But did it feel any less good?
Like, no, it didn't. It didn't change anything. You're absolutely right about that.
But you're socialized. You're like, ah, oh, like even now, I find
make
myself
noise.
I find myself purpose, making
and,
noise,
and you're just kind of like, oh, I'm not doing this.
like, yeah, it feels good, but like, fuck, like.
I don't need to be making this noise. No, but yo, that's a great thing to bring up.
We're socialized to make noise,
and a lot of the things we do in sex, we're socialized to.
Yes.
And a lot of the things we do outside of sex, completely socialized.
Yeah.
To the point where we don't even know what this really means.
There's no line.
No.
There's no, because I am now in the point in my life where I'm. Any noise I make, it's legitimate in the moment mm-hmm. noise. Like, I'm not putting on, like, no, I can't. Because I'm
true.
Like, because you do it all your life, right?
Yeah.
You're having sex and you're like, oh my God, yeah, more.
Yeah.
Put it there. And you're like, no.
And the thing is, whenever people masturbate, and I guarantee this, they're not making noise.
No noise.
Do you know anyone who's sat and masturbated and you heard them in the other room like, no.
And you're like, you know you're in there by yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I've made a point now to not make those extra noises.
Mm.
I've made a point. Like, yeah. You know what you're doing. I know what I'm doing. We're having a good time here. When it's,
that's
if it
so
takes
true.
Me, if it takes
this
me there.
This is something I'm going to try.
Yeah. If it takes me there, then I'm there.
Yeah.
And I'll make all the noises necessary.
But if not, then.
But half the time when people are orgasming, it's physical.
That's true. Yeah. And the response is like,
you gotta get out of your head.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. Like, I'm making an effort to get out of my head.
Mm.
Like, and I'm learning now that if it's a serious orgasm for me, like, my back arches and I don't even know how hair
yeah.
stuck underneath me. And I'm like, fuck. But I'm in that moment, right?
Yeah.
But we're socialized to me. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And now if you ever see those posts on Instagram where they're like,
so
oh,
crazy.
Those posts that like, oh, men, women like to hear men moan too. You ever seen those
no,
posts?
No, I haven't.
I run across these posts all the time.
Yeah.
Women, oh, the women look, oh, I want to hear you moan too. Like, let me know I'm doing a good job. But if you ever look at realize, a lot of men don't moan. They
yeah,
don't make much noise.
And it's not until they orgasm that there is the, oh, shoot, they just.
Yeah.
And
you
they're
have
like,
the discussion
oh, okay,
now
yeah,
with your
you
partner.
Know.
You're like, listen, whatever feeling that needs to come out of your mouth, let it out. Don't hold it back.
Yeah.
Because most of you get is, oh, fuck. And you're like, as a woman, you're like, yeah, good job.
Yeah.
Good job, Alicia.
We did it. Yeah.
But
yeah.
A lot of them want to make more noise.
That's true. I never thought about that. But the question is, like, do they feel awkward making more
yes.
noises?
Yes.
And
do.
It's only because we associate noise with what the women have to.
Yes.
Hmm. And we all know women do lie
yeah.
in bed because they want to the guy to know that he's doing all right.
Yeah.
When he's not.
Even when he's not.
Yeah.
I
mean,
you.
I've caught myself doing that before. I think we all have.
Yeah, because it's part of the song and dance,
yo,
right?
Yo, can I tell you? I remember we had this discussion, and I'm not going to say his name, but my ex got really mad because it was a whole group of friends, and the girls were like, with their guys there, like, yeah, no, I fake it sometimes. I fake it. Yeah, I fake it. Every now and then, all the time. And it's like, oh, shoot. And I'm like, yeah. And then later on, it was a talk like, yo, that wasn't cool. It's like, wait, what? We were all chatting.
All of us.
We're all chatting. It's like, so what? You're saying you don't feel good and stuff? Like, well, obviously not all the time. And this is when I still wasn't having real sex.
Yeah.
So for reals, yeah, obviously I had to fake a lot of the time because... First of all, if I'm not orgasming, then guess what?
We're
it's
here.
Not going to be a great sexual experience.
We're here for nothing. Just
yeah.
make the noise and get it over with.
And so, like, that's it. Like, yeah, I'm making noise. So,
yeah.
at the end of the day, you're ready and we can move on.
Yeah.
And, like, the sad. Let's just move on.
I got this shit
I'm
to do.
Done.
There. I've got it.
But, like, this shouldn't be an experience.
No, it
like,
shouldn't
this
be.
Shouldn't be how we're having sex. And, like, when we think about those discussions of, like, yeah, we're faking it, we need to now push further and be like, yo, we're not really having sex that I enjoy, so how do we change this? And if you can't have that conversation with your partner,
there's
then
no
that's
point.
Not your partner.
Yeah. Because, honestly, I don't fake sex. I don't fake orgasms anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
no, there's
I'm
no
at the
to.
Point where I'm like, okay, listen, this is not working. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
but
because sometimes
be
you're
able
in
able
it, and then you
like
may
that.
Lose it. You know what I mean? Or whatever the case is. But you should be
Absolutely.
Able to look at your partner and be like, yo, Or you're not going to come now, are you? No, you're not? Okay, let's lie down.
Exactly. No, that word.
You have to be able to have those conversations, but when you're younger, you're not given those opportunities,
right?
No,
and you don't even know that you can have a conversation during sex. You don't know. Yeah, you don't know that you actually can talk about sex.
You really can.
It's weird, because who's telling us you can't? And it's weird, because no one's telling us you can't, but it's the fact that we don't talk about it where you know you can't.
Yeah.
You know that.
Because if we can't talk about it in the daylight, we're going to talk about it in the nighttime. Like, there's no time that we've ever been said, you know what, you can have this conversation and this is how it's supposed to go or this is how it went for me. You don't get those stories from anybody, right? So you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, like, you may want to say something.
Yep.
I have full conversations during sex. I didn't even know I could. It's
like, full conversations. And it could be fun.
Yes.
Or like, if you want to make this encounter a joke, it can be.
And sometimes
it can be whatever you want it to be.
And
it's where I'm still going through some of those phases where, like, because me and Sheldon are really still learning about this because we've been caged essentially for so long. And, like, now we're like, oh, okay, we could
try this.
Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do that.
But it takes that person, right? It takes that person, especially if you haven't had the opportunity to learn it on your own. Mm. It takes that person to kind of make you comfortable enough to venture there, to try new things.
True.
But ideally, it would be great if we all learned it on our own.
For sure.
Right?
But even learning on your own is frowned upon.
Yeah, because then, you know what I mean? Like, you're fast. Oh,
right?
What do you have toys for?
Wait, what? Well,
like, I snuck my first toy in the house.
Yo, like, and it had to stay behind in the corner underneath, wrapped in like four bags, like, only to be wrapped in a purse that you just don't wear so that no one's going to go in there looking
for.
We don't talk about this.
Hidden.
I remember me and Shauna went to the sex show.
Oh, those are fun too.
Right? You learn so much and you see couples there and you're like, wow, this is dope. But I don't know what's going on in their bedroom, but it's cool because now you can talk about it. But still, a lot of the booths I remember were just about sex toys and, like, the products you could support with sex. There weren't enough booths, I would say, that were teaching you something or helping you to understand that there's so much more empowerment in this process. So, but regardless, I bought, like, 2 DVDs because they were super cheap. So I'm like, all right, but what DVD player am I going to play this on? that was the other thing. Oh, my computer. That's okay. But yeah, no, I really wasn't thinking of like putting in. And then I put in the first one. The story's going nowhere, but listen.
We're here.
So yeah, right? So I put in the first one. And I'm watching. I'm like, this is trash. Like, this is like some like, it felt like 80s porn, first of all. The quality was terrible. And
don't
like,
get me started on porn.
It was just all noises, most of it. And it was just like, this isn't even a turn on. I'm just like, okay. There was no storyline. I sometimes like storylines.
Yeah, me too.
But, right? Because then when it happens, you're like, oh, shoot. Like, I didn't even know.
And you know she's going to give in, but you're
like. Yeah, but you're like, okay, just give a little bit of a storyline. So then I watch it, and it's just like, oh, this is trash. But then those things I had to keep in the closet, in the corner. And I remember when I was moving, I was like, oh, how am I going to pack this item? How am I going to put this in a place? And when I had to throw away, like, the dildo case or the box it came in, like, you go through hoops just to throw away this box that has a picture
of a dick.
Of a dick on it.
That's it.
Okay?
Because you don't want him to see it and judge you and be like, oh my gosh. Like,
what are you doing, child?
Yeah.
I think that's the fear. That's the fear.
Because you're always their child.
What are you doing, child?
They're always their child. But it's like, fam, you had sex to get me here, so.
And you probably had a lot of sex growing up.
How? So why is it not okay? Right?
And I'm doing pretty good in my life.
I'm allowed.
Yeah.
And no one ever told you, like, sex is supposed to feel good. You're allowed to experiment. Okay, toys may be a little out of the realm for some people, but fuck, like, try it.
That's okay.
See if you like it. If you don't like it, don't use it again.
So, something I'm learning, people are afraid to learn.
That's true.
They're really afraid to learn. So, when people see something they don't know, they're afraid of it, and they'd rather talk down on it before remembering that they went through a learning curve for everything in their entire life. Because we walk so frequently, we don't think about the fact that was a learning curve too.
Yeah.
And like with anything else, toys, it's a learning curve. And you may not like it, and that's fine. But you at least need to know if it's something you might like. Because a lot of times people discover they do.
Yeah, that was me.
Or
I
friends
wasn't sure.
Will like be like, yeah, I love mine, if you finally open up. But you gotta try it still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And figure it out for yourself. I think my first toy was like a G-spot stimulator. It was
same
pink.
Here.
Yeah,
same here. Yeah, this same thing, yes. Okay, we got the same one, yeah.
And I was like, but even
that.
Because
when she talked about it, I was like, oh, this looks sick. I need to get this, yeah.
But even that for me, like, the process of buying it, we all sat there together as a group and watched everyone watch the presentations and she showed us. And then we still had the privacy to go into the room and... Because this is, I didn't even know this is what you got.
It's true.
And this was years and years ago, right?
Oh my God, and we didn't know we had the same thing.
Right? So you still have to go and have this whole conversation in privacy and order in privacy. A lot of my business, like, I have to let people know, don't worry, discreet shipping, like, the box is going to be just brown, nothing, you know what I mean? But for me, like, so the other day I placed a big order. Mm-hmm. It was a custom order, and someone stole it off my front step.
Oh, dear.
Right? $100 worth of products. Different kind of fucking products, and it was stolen.
No.
And the comment that he made to me was like, oh, your neighbors are probably going to think you're some, like, little desperate single freak. And I'm like, oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Whoever stole this is a dumbass.
Yeah, a box full of fake dicks.
I hope they can use it at least.
I hope, but they probably can't.
Yeah.
Take my money and just go with it.
Oh,
and you're not even going to use it properly.
God, I'm so sorry.
You're not going to use
enough.
It. You take the. I was so mad, but I'm like, and then I said to myself, you know what? If that someone gets to use it, whether they look at me like I'm some like desperate lonely freak,
whatever
the case is, someone gets to use it, and like orgasm through and have a good time, then fuck.
You've done your job.
Take it.
Yeah.
So now I want to walk around the building and put like flyers in everyone's door. See what happens. But kids and stuff. I was a little bit,
true.
You know. But it's all about the experience.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? They'll never steal from you again.
No. I've taken precautions around that.
Oh, okay.
But it's all about the experience. Like, masturbating is an experience. You're allowed to set the mood to masturbate.
Yeah.
You're allowed to put music on for yourself. Like, you're allowed to make yourself feel good.
Yeah.
In whatever way that takes form. You know what I mean? A lot of people, sometimes you get to the point where you're just masturbating to sleep.
Yeah.
It takes the fun out of it, but also give yourself a moment to be like, you know what, I'm gonna put on a little music.
I'm waiting for this moment.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a little loose. This is my me time, and I'm gonna enjoy it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yep. And you can go on with life after. You could sleep after if you want, but like, just the way you'd set the mood for a partner, set the mood for yourself.
True. And I don't think we should create that separation between how we're doing all of this for the partner and not doing it for ourselves. Because that is self-love.
That's self-care.
Yeah, that's it. That's self-care.
That's a portion of it.
Yeah.
Do it for yourself.
Yeah.
If you would take the time to do it for someone else, do it for yourself. If you take the time to put on lingerie for a partner and get sexied up.
I never thought about that.
You ever put on lingerie for yourself?
No, I haven't. Only when you get in, you're like, oh, let me try this on. Oh, my boob looks weird.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Try it for yourself one day.
I never thought about that. Ever.
It's a whole new level of comfort.
Yeah.
Like, you see yourself in a whole different light. I'm telling you, there's some things that I wish people would try and...
Well, see, now I'm going to try it because I'm like, oh, that's not something I ever put together in my mind as something that I would do. Even, like, masturbation, even as a word, is taboo for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even really want to say masturbation. It's, like, a bad word. Mm-hmm. But, like, when I think about setting a mood for myself, I'm like, maybe I've done it a few times, but I haven't really done it as far as I can go, you know what I mean? To really just enjoy this entire experience of pleasuring myself. Just
take
never
your time.
Thought about it. This is so helpful.
Take it, because you have to figure out, again,
thank
it's
you.
All about,
but yeah.
It's all about figuring out what you like, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I find is men, even if they don't know what they like, they know how to get themselves there.
True.
Women do not know what we like, and we do not know how to get ourselves there.
Yeah. I remember, what show is it? Nip Tuck. Of all shows.
Weird, yeah.
Yeah, right?
I'm like, where is this going?
Right?
Okay.
I know. I always have the most random stories. Okay, so Nip Tuck, they had an episode where, I believe it was Nip Tuck, this girl had never orgasmed before. And I believe it was interesting because it was a serious episode. It was like genital mutilation. So they're rebuilding it for her.
Yeah.
And she's like, I have never orgasmed before. And they're like, well, the only way to figure it out is to just try, find that spot. And she's in the hospital bed after the surgery and stuff like that. And they're like, try it out. See how it works. And again, Nip Tuck, the show.
I was like, how did...
But it was just kind of like, that was cool. Like, they just, like, feel yourself. Because then you'll learn what an orgasm is meant to feel like. And yes, she had just gotten this surgery, and it was a serious event that led to it. But at the end of the day, just that little bit of saying, like, you need to feel yourself in order to know what it would be like. I was like, yo, I never really thought about it. Like, yeah, if you can't orgasm with someone else. Because she also said she couldn't orgasm with others. So, and they're like, have you even touched yourself? And it really got deep because she's like, no, I never did that either.
Yeah.
Just because this whole thing had happened, I'm not really going to go there. But now, like, and she had her first orgasm in the bed. They didn't show up, but they're like,
yeah,
you know?
Good
and
for
like,
her, though.
It's like, wow. Yo, I just learned that you need to pleasure yourself in order to know what it
That's
means.
I'm not mad at it.
Right?
That's
no,
dope.
All the seasons. But yeah, and that's where I learned that. But that's where I learned a little bit about it, I should say. And then I just have to keep learning myself.
But it's hard when you're not given any guidance.
Yeah.
Right?
And no one's really going to tell you much about anything.
And researching, you got to hide.
Yeah.
You got to hide when you're researching.
Why? Why are we always on a private tab?
Because you don't want to judge you.
Why are we always on a private tab?
Always on a private tab. Listen, when I started my business, I was like, Mom.
I'm not searching on private.
I'm going to sell sex toys. And she was like, what? I was like, yeah. She's like, well, there's a market for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, well, go ahead. And I was like, fuck, okay, that was kind of easy. But then I had to tell my grandma.
Oh. What was that like?
To be honest, I just gave her a card. And I was like, well, grandma, this is what I'm doing now. And she's like, oh, well. Oh. And I said, listen, and to be honest, my grandma told me about sex. She said to me, I was in high school, went to my prom. Told me that I shouldn't let the boy touch my leg in the limo or I'll get pregnant. I was going to prom.
Whoa. Whoa.
So I reminded her of that conversation.
Work like that.
No.
But yeah.
So I reminded her of the conversation. I said, and these are the reasons why, like, I'm doing it. Like, you didn't tell me anything.
Yeah.
Like, but you thought you were telling me the most. Like, don't let a boy touch your leg, you'll get pregnant.
Did your parents have the sex talk that people talk about? The sex talk?
No.
My parents never had that.
I never had the sex talk.
I think I raised sex before they did. Like, I was like to my mom at 18, hey, first boyfriend, getting serious. I'm like, and I didn't even know if I was going to have sex at that point. I'm just like, hey, Mom, I'm going to be on birth control just in case anything happens. Do-do-do. Walked away. That was a conversation.
Well, that's good. My mom said, I know you're having sex. Mind you, I wasn't. I know you're having sex. We're taking you to the doctor and we're getting you on birth control.
Wow.
And I was like, but I'm not. Yes, you are. And you're not going to get pregnant on my watch. And I was like,
wow.
Ah.
She's not
like,
playing around with
that. Yeah, and that was really it. And my mom's pretty open. And
yeah,
like,
I know.
That was really much it.
Which
that
is crazy
it.
Because, like, I think I only know one person, any out of all the people I know who's ever mentioned that their parents had the sex talk with them. And they
were like,
I didn't
think about that, though.
But the sex talk is not what you think it is. The sex talk is always around protect yourself.
Yep.
Don't get pregnant. And just be careful. So it was always a fear-based discussion when having the sex talk versus actually how do we make this into something powerful for you?
But
because
that's why we need to take the fear away.
Word. And like if we did start having sex talks that weren't fear-based and like it was about empowerment, I think people would actually have less sex too.
Yeah, because you're not in a rush to try it.
No.
Because what you're getting is that everyone around you that's having sex is saying sex feels so good. Oh my gosh, and we had sex last night and it was great and really great. And then you have your parents saying, be afraid. You're going to get STDs. Don't have sex. But then there's no one in between that's like, yo, protect yourself, but it's also fun. And try it out.
Yeah,
like,
close that gap.
Yeah, there's no one to close that gap. And that's what people get confused.
And then
right?
Because you have the people. And then the thing is like, oh, so everyone's having sex. But then everyone's having sex for the wrong reasons.
Always.
And we don't know that. So then if all those people having sex for the wrong reasons knew that they were having sex for the wrong reasons, they'd probably think differently about how they're having sex.
Because I lost my virginity. I was like, oh, fuck.
What is this?
I'm like,
this is what people are talking about?
I was like, really?
Yeah. This was it.
You want to go again? No.
This pain? What?
No.
This is worse than period cramps. Like, okay.
I was like, but it was just, I don't know. Even with all the fear, it wasn't something I thought much about. Because again, everyone
Not
around me
either.
Was having sex. And I was just like, okay, well, I guess it's time.
My reason was just like, all right, let me just get it over with. You know how people put virginity in this box of like sanctity? Yeah, it's not. Okay, well, maybe some religious person would be like, eh, how dare you? But I was just like, all right, I think it's time. All right, let's do this.
And
that was it.
It was done.
It didn't matter. And then I remember even, because that turned into a long term, and the people after were like, but he was your first. You know, are you going to be, like, end? I don't think of it like that.
Yeah.
And I have to tell people that a lot of the time. Like, I don't think about my first because he was my first.
No.
I don't even think about my first like he did something special.
I don't think about my first at all.
At all. I think about it because I laugh about his situation. Yeah. You got trapped. But yeah, and I'm like, I'm not worried about him being my first because his intercourse with me or our sexual encounter did not determine how my love goes. It doesn't decide.
But it was supposed to make you a woman.
How much love goes into that person or how much love comes back out of it.
No, it's supposed to make you a woman, though.
Definitely became that.
And you become a woman.
Years later.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But that's what it's weird how they associate virgin.
When did you become a woman? And we're going to stop right there because that is such a good question. Holy smokes. Some people may think of it like, oh, when I was born. But trust me, it's so much deeper than that. And you will find out all about what it means to become a woman or what it feels like to become a woman and when that actually happens in the life of a woman a bit later. And I'm sure a lot of the guys who are listening can relate in terms of when you become a man. It's not just after puberty. It's, again, so much more than that. So listen out for episode 2. A Focus Pocus podcast by Connect Create Explore on the future of sex with Alicia and aka the Shy Black Girl and myself, Melissa James. And so that's it for now. Enjoy your weekend, guys, or week, and don't forget to check connectcreateexplore.com for some cool random stuff that I might just post that might help you think about life. All right, talk to you soon.